Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 26, 1804. Today's topic, sign language. Not only is it cold outdoors, but it's freezing indoors as well. And Captain Clark's hands must be too rigid to write. He simply says,
"A little before daylight, the wind shifted to the northwest and blew hard and the air keen and cold all day. Cloudy and much the appearance of snow, but little work done today, it being cold, etc. Captain William Clark, November 26, 1804.
The frantic preparations for winter of the past few days came to a halt today. The Corps is about to discover what winter is like on the prairie. Thinking back to Clark's inability yesterday to speak to the Gros Ventre chiefs because the interpreters were all away from the fort brings to mind the use of sign language by the Plains Indians during the 18th and 19th centuries. Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs says, "Accounts describing the use of Indian sign language go back as far as the time of Coronado. Despite some variations, the language could be understood across cultures, with certain individuals emerging as experts known as sign talkers. Could Captain Clark have employed this communicating by gesture when the chiefs came?" Tubbs continues, "Although sign language is not universal, it is much easier to learn than spoken language. Although the natives of the upper Missouri definitely practiced sign language, the journals do not mention the use of sign until the initial encounter with the Shoshone at the headwaters of the Missouri. Both captains attempted to learn it, but they apparently could not train their European minds to think as Indians, which experts say was requisite. The most proficient sign talker among the expedition was George Druyer, whose mother was a Shawnee. Monday, butting heads with Monsieur Larocque."
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.